With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's Friday. That means Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business news on Fridays. There's an idea floating around to spruce up some of the alleyways in downtown and midtown Sacramento. City planners think it might create a more vibrant urban environment. How far along is this idea?
Well, it's just a concept at this point, but I think it's really fascinating. The prototype locally for what we're talking about might be that alley between L Street and Capitol in Midtown where Old Soul first opened in 2006. You know, it's an interesting pedestrian environment, and I think city planners would like to see more of that. They call it activating a public space. So the city apparently has something like 350 alleyways like this, and there's a lot of potential, obviously. The idea is just getting started, but I'm willing to bet that this idea could gain some traction in time.
This week, we learned that the developer of the Placer Ranch project is pulling out. Now, Sacramento State was planning to put a satellite campus there. Is that plan now kaput?
We don't know. Everything's up in the air at this point. Placer Ranch has been in the works for years. It's just north of Roseville, where home building is expected to be strong in coming years. So it's really kind of a surprise that the developer, West Park Communities, would pull out. Basically, it said that the deal didn't pencil anymore, and it turned the property back to the former owner, who was billionaire Eli Broad. So we don't know what Broad will do, and we don't know what it means for the campus that was supposed to be the centerpiece of this project. But if it still makes sense financially, we have to assume that someone will move forward.
I wanted to ask you about a new twist to an old story. It's been more than two decades since the Sacramento developer Constantine Papadopoulos fled the country. He had just been convicted of insurance fraud for burning down his own mansion. But this week, we learned of a new development in the story.
This is really an amazing story going back a long ways. As far as we know, Papadopoulos is still in Greece. Prosecutors said he paid another man to burn down his ornate mansion so he could collect $4 million in insurance. But what's changed is that finally a new owner is rebuilding on that site, which has been mostly a ruin since the fire 23 years ago. And this is a big deal for people in the Arden Oaks neighborhood. A lot of them complained that the 11,000 square foot mansion was excessive at the time. And then, of course, they were shocked when it burned to the ground. The new owner, who's a lobbyist, and his wife recently broke ground on a much more modestly proportioned house that will take its place. The new owners say that the notoriety of the place was sort of part of the appeal for them. They've given their new house a name that reflects that history. They call it The Phoenix.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.